Day 23. A sandwich and the cheese.
Funny little word, the, don't you think?
What's funny about it, Patrick?
Well, for one thing, it doesn't have any meaning.
Depends on what you mean by meaning. If you looked the up in the dictionary, you'd get more about what it does than what it means. That's why we call it a function word. Didn't we talk about this a while back?
Yeah, but does it matter if you leave it out? I mean, other than just breaking a little rule of grammar? If you say, she made the sandwich, and I say she made sandwich, what's the difference, except one sounds like what a non-native speaker might say?
Let me put it this way. Suppose we make them plural. She made the sandwiches versus she made sandwiches. Now is there a difference? Did we break a little grammar rule again?
No, nothing broken. They're both okay this time, Marta, but the presence of the makes a difference.
How so?
Because with she made the sandwiches, it's like we already know what sandwiches are being mentioned.
Good observation. The sandwiches are, in a sense, known or definite, not just any sandwiches. So your funny little word, the, makes all the difference. The is the part of speech termed article, actually definite article. We talked about this in the first week.
Okay, and if there's a definite article, then I bet there's got to be an indefinite article.
How'd you guess? In fact, you just used it, Patrick. What was it?
Okay, there's a definite article and an indefinite article.
Right, but you wouldn't say it like that in ordinary conversation. The articles aren't stressed. They don't convey information about the world.
Then why do we bother with them? Why not just leave them out?
Well, they are function words, you know, and let's assume we have them for a reason. If not, then they would never have entered the language. Common sense tells us that human language doesn't retain a feature that has no function at all.
Okay, what's the reason, Marta? What's the function?
Certainly more than one, but you've already identified one of the most important ones.
I have?
Sure. When you said, what was it? Oh, yeah. With she made the sandwiches, it's like we already know what sandwiches are being mentioned.
So the topic of sandwich had to come up before.
Right. Let's conjure up a little scenario here. Suppose I tell you that my friends and I had a jam session last night. The instruments included a saxophone, a clarinet, drums, a string bass, and a vibraphone. Pretend you were there, pick out one of these instruments, and say something about it, like maybe it was hard to hear.
Okay. The clarinet was hard to hear.
Now notice that I said, the instruments included a clarinet, and then you said, the clarinet was hard to hear. A clarinet, the clarinet. Why the difference? Why the indefinite article, and then the definite?
No brainer. It was a clarinet on the first mention, and the clarinet on the second. And from then on, I suppose.
Pretty sensible. But let's take it a little further. I set up that little scenario with a hypothetical jam session. I had a jam session last night. Then I continued with, the instruments included, why the here? Why not say some or nothing, since instruments is being mentioned for the first time?
Ah, you can't have a jam session without instruments, so the first mention of indefinite, a jam session, is followed by definite, the instruments.
Right. So I can tell you that I bought, for example, a clarinet, and then go on to say something about the mouthpiece, the keys, the reed, and so on.
And I've been doing this sort of thing all the time without realizing it.
So has everybody else.